With CAP Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. The Olympic fires have been extinguished in Italy, but the passion this year's games ignited for the sport of curling burns bright here in Northern California. The Wine Country Curling Club in Roseville sees a spike in popularity each time the Winter Olympics roll around. And this year, their Learn to Curl classes are booked solid through April. CAP Radio's Andrew Garcia and Sarit Leshinsky took to the ice to find out more.
That's Coach Steve Sampson.
Some of the basics. We have 5 sheets of ice out there. A sheet of ice is 138 feet.
Outlining the finer points of curling to a group of starry-eyed newbies. His description took about 15 minutes, but Sarit, I'd say we have about 15 seconds. Go.
2 teams of 4 take turns sliding stones down the ice or the sheet, aiming for a 3-ring bullseye or the house. After the stones have been thrown, the team with 1 closest to the center, or button, scores points equal to the number of stones they have closer to the center than the opposing team.
Done.
Whew.
And just in time for us to go out on the ice.
Who is going first?
I want to go.
Kane, love it!
Kane and Rachel Gish volunteered to be the first to learn how to slide stones down the ice.
And be the first to learn that the Olympians at the Winter Games make this part look way easier than it actually is.
It was really hard.
Way harder than I anticipated. It's all about balance.
So much to think about.
Yeah.
They make it look so easy on TV, but
you're essentially doing like 4 different things with each of your limbs all at one time.
1 foot is planted firmly on the hack where curlers push off. The other is on a very slippery pad so that after you push, you actually slide. 1 hand is on the heavy stone, while the other holds a little balance bar, like training wheels for the beginners.
Also, if you don't feel comfortable, then don't stress yourself. We're just having fun. You're not making the Olympics yet, okay?
I like the yet.
Kane has that special kind of confidence that you really want when you're trying new sports. Any level of confidence that I had in my abilities quickly went right out the window as soon as I gave it a try and knelt down in the hack.
Okay. Woo! That is hard.
It is.
It wasn't much different when I tried.
You missed me falling over.
Oh no.
But it was a lot of fun. And a little bit nerve-wracking, like, oh, it's slippery.
After a little bit of embarrassment, we tapped out, but the other beginners were starting to show some promise.
We asked Coach Nancy Augustine what it's like to see a new batch of curlers try out the sport that she fell in love with 3 years ago.
I love seeing people's excitement when they throw that rock and they make that first shot, you know? They get that rock in the house, they make that hit, and it's so thrilling.
I got the stone all the way to the house. I did not think that I would be able to do that. I'm not that powerful, but with the coaching that everybody's been giving, I guess I was able to do it.
Despite Rachel's best efforts, the team lost that round. We asked her and teammate Kelly Giles how they're feeling.
We're actually feeling like maybe we should throw the game on purpose so that we get the free drinks.
Curling tradition states that the winning team is the one that buys the first round of beer.
Or hot chocolate.
And while the recent Olympics and the sheer curiosity of trying out this very unique sport is what attracted these people here in the first place,
the camaraderie the team was building after just 2 hours together on the ice was unmistakable.
All the club members that we talked to encouraged everyone to come out and give curling a try.
Billy Wicks is a veteran curler, originally from Winnipeg,
where he says all the best curlers are from.
And he put it this way.
Curling is for everybody, young, old. You saw it out there. There's a guy, he's got about 10 years on me, and I'm 68. And our youngest members are teenagers. So the ice is flat for everybody. It's all on the same playing field.
Andrew Garcia.
Sarit Leshinsky.
CAP Radio News.